Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Where is your phone?
Yeah, I would need that for my segment.
Oh, you do?
I'll be there.
Okay. Should we? Yes? You want me to wait? Go? We'll get started. Yeah. All right. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. Kennedy, a quick check.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Dan's all good. He's grabbing his phone. So we each bring one subject to discuss. None of the others know on the show what it is going to be. And we all talk about those topics and then move on. As always, Kennedy is up first. What you got?
Well, I kind of have to wait for Dan to get back in here.
Do you?
What's the point of it?
He's coming.
Then I'd have to repeat it because he has to be a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of this podcast here.
Okay, he's here.
Three kids chatting.
Mm. I'm here. Sorry.
All right, so we were talking, I think, earlier in the show today. I think. I don't know. It all runs together sometimes. But we're talking about, like, looking at things on Instagram and then the algorithm gets you and starts pushing other reels towards you. Like, I use Instagram. I literally just watch reels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it on my reels and go and scroll through and I find things that make me giggle or smile or laugh and make me feel better about my life. But so obviously it's gotten to know me. So here are the things that it most pushes towards me. Dogs, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants, obviously. Crafters, obviously. Adults who go to Disney.
Why?
Because I love watching adults who go to Disney. They're a different breed of human being. It's just a different world for them.
So you're not obsessed with Disney. You're obsessed with adults who are obsessed with Disney.
I love everything about Disney. I just don't go there. Like, all the little secrets that are inside Disney, you know, all the foods that are inside Disney, the secret tricks inside Disney, these people who get dressed up. Because
mm-hmm.
as an adult, you're not allowed to wear a costume. I don't know if you know this. But they do what's called bounding, which means they dress up in an outfit that looks like Belle. I mean, it's not Belle's ball gown, but they're wearing a yellow dress and like this mm-hmm. and this. And so anyway, it fascinates me. So that gets stuck with me. But then I have one that I don't know how or why it continues to show up, but it's people who like to tie themselves up in ropes.
BDSM?
Oh, it's sort of. I mean, it's a fetish.
Bondage.
It's a fetish to be sure, but it's not somebody tying you up or whatever. It's just them showing like a different, like, it's almost like they wear a shirt, but it's made of knots.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is, but damn it, every time it comes up, I'm like, why? What did I do?
I don't know. What did you do?
I paused too long.
The algorithm knows you better than we do,
yes,
apparently.
I know, yeah. Yeah, and I got another one once, and I was just like, it came up, and then it came up again, and I was like, this can't be right. And I swear to God, guys, I did not search for this, because mm-hmm. why would I?
But I'm scrolling through mine right now.
Girls who have OnlyFans pages and they live on farms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of their teaser videos to get you to go to their OnlyFans. And they're just straight up nasty. But they're adorable little girls on farms. Not little girls, I shouldn't say. They're grown-ass women. But that came up a few times. And I was like, how do I erase this? Because I don't want it.
So OnlyFans models, but only if they're on farms.
Correct.
Hmm.
And the weird stuff they do with the equipment.
I want to know what you're searching.
I didn't search any of it. I go on the Instagram and I push that bottom button that just goes mm-hmm. to Reels.
Mm.
I don't search for anything.
The algorithm is precise.
But it knows what you like and what catches your eye.
It's so funny.
Can you send me
some? I remember when I signed up for like TikTok initially. I don't have TikTok anymore. Which was the predecessor to Reels, obviously. And like it asked you, what did you want to see? And I put like music related. I love the dance videos. So I still to this day feel that has influence. So I get a lot of different dance videos. Like right now, there's a Jamaican dance. It's very popular. We run this or something.
I have no idea. None of that comes through my life.
Here, I'll show you. In fact, it would take probably 2 minutes for me to get a video of a guy. Oh, here it is. Here's a guy doing it.
Yeah, but as soon as you play it, it's going to show up on mine.
Maybe. Have you not seen this?
No. That's nothing I would stop on. So
yeah, so I love reggae music,
yeah.
And so I get a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm also like a tinkerer and a mechanical
mm-hmm.
person. So I get, look, here's somebody doing some sort of home improvement.
Oh, yeah, I get all kinds of home and crafty
stuff. I get all of that.
I get a lot of foods from foreign lands.
A lot of sneaker stuff.
People making street meat
because I
lands.
Love sneaker stuff. I get a lot of acoustic. Look, here's the dance again. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Now it's a group of people doing it. A lot of acoustic guitar stuff.
Yeah, but what's the weird one? I want the weird one.
I don't get weird ones. This is what I get. I get cars. I get shoes. Look, somebody shopping for shoes. This is what I get. Sports. This is what I watch. DJ stuff. There's some guy, a tutorial and a mashup. Yeah, this is what I get.
If I'm just scrolling through right now, I'm getting a ton of dogs. A lot of like comedians on podcast clips. Like I like comedy a lot. Stand-up comedy. I get a lot of that.
Yep.
Or just funny comedic reels.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I'm getting a lot of mixed martial arts stuff. I do like fighting. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of fighting. And for a while, I was getting a ton of Andrew Tate.
What's that?
The guy that's arrested in Romania.
Oh.
Which is weird because I've never searched him, but maybe because I search like motivational stuff sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. He had the algorithm mastered. He was everywhere on people's things.
Mm-hmm.
So for a while, I was like, why am I getting so much Andrew Tate on my phone? Because I've never once searched him.
It's a wild thing. Absolutely wild.
Yeah, he's arrested for like human trafficking now.
Oh,
so I
dear.
Don't want to associate myself with that man. It was just what was popping up for a while.
Oh, that's really all I had.
All right. Thank you, Kennedy. I don't know if you saw this in the news or not, but Amazon is expanding its push into healthcare. They're doing a $5 monthly unlimited delivery pass on 60 common generic prescription drug treatments like allergies for inflammation, high blood pressure medicines, and other conditions. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an additional $5 a month on your Amazon, and you can get generic medicines.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you don't have a good insurance plan, it could be absolutely life-changing.
You know what I mean? And then last year, Mark Cuban announced something similar.
Yep.
It's called Cost Plus, Mark Cuban's Cost Plus.
Yep.
And it's essentially all generic drugs at cost plus a little bit of a profit to be able to run the website.
A lot of the diabetes drugs. My sister has type 1 diabetes. And mm-hmm. the amount of money that woman has to pay for a shot to keep her alive.
It's ridiculous.
Is astounding to mm-hmm. me. It's just disgusting. I think that we can all agree that the pharmaceutical industry is fat trash.
Yeah. And I mean, I love that there are some businesses that are doing this, but it really shouldn't have to be like this. It is just a terrible mess.
Well, we're not a privatized place. All of our hospitals are private. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. it's pharmacy companies going into seeing doctors and giving them money and trips and golfing to make them use their drugs that then we have to use. And my CVS is so awesome. They'll go out of their way to try and find a generic for you. Out of their way.
If they can, but it's
disgusting.
And you know this, I follow a bunch of people on YouTube that are nomads that travel the country as in their vans or RVs.
I love those videos.
Right. And one of the guys, he makes it a point that, you know, once a year he is in somewhere in the Southwest near Mexico and he drives across the border. He buys his year's worth of, you know, he's got a couple of things that he needs, you know, for high blood
pressure.
Dude,
when I was in Mexico, I stocked up. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and he stocks up on his medicine for the year, and what he pays for the year is what he would pay for it for a month.
Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
It is unbelievable that a country that has had so many problems like Mexico, right?
Yes, but this is a country that also argues against nationalized health care.
Yeah.
And that's why you get it, is because you have nationalized health care. In Germany and Europe, it is nationalized mm-hmm. health care.
It's but, greed here is what
you know,
it is.
But everybody doesn't want that, which I don't quite understand because mm-hmm. we have it here in Massachusetts. And so I just, yeah.
The concern is, I mean, listen, you know, a company like Amazon, they own all of our information anyway. But now they're going to have access to our medical information. And to me, this now starts to cross a very difficult line from a retail company now also having access to our medical information.
But I'm sure that they would have to sign all that HIPAA stuff.
Because
I have to, no matter where I go. You know what I mean?
Well, you think that, but now going to have all of that information.
Yes, but they will also have, you would also, I assume, enter an agreement with one another that would be on that, right?
Yeah,
look it, your shit's out there already, buddy.
We're all very on the grid.
But is there a retail company that knows everything about me
CVS.
From my medical history?
CVS.
They don't know. They don't know my retail history. CVS.
I buy all my stuff at CVS. They
do
know a
really?
Ton of retail history from me. Mm. Of course I do.
And I think
not
everyone
like
is
Amazon
selling your
does.
Data. They know.
Yeah. Not like I mean, an Amazon is now getting all of my media content mm-hmm. because of the streaming.
Look,
they're all of their shopping,
you get
and they're going
to you need at a price that you can actually afford it. Like, I don't know, what are they going to try and do? Sell you to what?
Yeah,
what haven't they already sold?
Well, you know, there's a theory that is out there where they are building right now a social platform that will rate you as a person, depending on everything you do in your life, what causes you support, what your medical conditions, and then you will get, you know, like you get a, like you have a credit score right now, right? And the credit score is based on your ability to pay back your loans.
Your debt to income ratio.
Right. Now, what if they you get a credit score, but instead of it being a credit score, it's essentially a human score. And it's a rating on what medicines you use, how healthy you are, what you're purchasing.
And what will people use that for?
Yeah. What do they use credit scores for now? Whether
so
or not
get
you
credit.
Get a loan. Right. So let's say
but
you
that
want
makes
to.
That makes sense. I don't understand what this
so
does.
You go to apply for a job now, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years from now, and your life score is not quite high enough for this company because they now can see everything that you are, including what social causes you believe in, what your religious
beliefs. Right now. They can go to Facebook and they can find out exactly who I am in a second. You know what I mean?
But there's no score for you out there, is what I'm saying. They're putting together a human score.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I don't want to be boiled down to a 700 because of Amazon.
But you are because of credit. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we can't do shit in this country without a good credit score. You know what I mean?
But that isn't dependent on who I vote for in an election.
Whether you're a good person or not score, whatever the score is called, will have nothing to do with who you vote for as election.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. They are putting together a social score.
But I don't understand what that means. Does it matter if you vote? Or if you voted for someone, then you're a bad person? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Whose decision is it? Who was good and who was bad?
Thank you. You are answering the questions that I have. Who gets to decide if I'm supporting this organization or that organization? You know, is that good or bad? Right?
Well, I mean, I do all the time with people on Facebook. If you're supporting something that's shit, I think you're shit.
Sure.
And that's on that.
Right.
Again, I think it's all out there already. I'm not saying
it's not all out there. What I'm saying is this move to you're going to be boiled down to a number, and that's going to decide, you know, if you can move into a neighborhood, if you can get this job, all of these sorts of things.
That stuff already plays in so much already.
I know
it
does.
And if you think it doesn't,
you think
it does.
They'll be able to dictate whether you're allowed to move into a neighborhood?
They do now.
Yeah, sure.
Don't think they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
My mm-hmm. sister had to change like all of her social media names so that they wouldn't come digging through for when she was going to grad school or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because like she's like, that's none of their business. But they do. I mean, we do. If you're going to go on a date with somebody, you get their name. Heavens to Betsy, the amount of searching I do on them.
but you're into it more than I think most people are.
I disagree with you. I think a lot of women do what I do.
Uh-huh. Women expect. I think women especially.
It's a scary fucking world out there. Mm.
You guys have to have your head on a swivel.
Correct. And not for the good reasons.
Nope.
It's frightening. Yes, you're exactly right. It's frightening.
Yeah, it's just weird when you get, you
there
know,
was a Black Mirror episode about that.
It's exactly like this. I was going to say.
Really?
It was with Bryce Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah.
Is that her?
And she was, everything was on your phone. So like you would walk by someone and say hello. And then their name would come up on your phone and you'd give them points for saying hello to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you did something mean, they'd take some points away. And
wasn't there an execution involved in that?
No,
episode?
They both had to. They had to go to jail though, because if you get so few scores,
your
then
points
you're
are too low.
You no longer get to live with the society. So they ended up. It was two of them in jail cells, just screaming "fuck" at each other because they were never allowed to do it in life, and that's how they lived the rest of their life.
So, for example, this is apparently happening in China. They have a social credit score,
but they're a socialist government. But,
so they have a combination of government and business surveillance, and a citizen gets a score. It can restrict your ability to do certain things like purchasing a plane ticket, acquiring property, or taking a loan because of behaviors. And the government gets to determine what those are. Right? Now, China's a little bit different.
Do you think
than
that would
here.
Ever happen here? The government would never do that.
Yeah,
they would never vote for anyone who would do that. That would mm-hmm. never happen here. If we can't make it so that we can afford prescription drugs, they're never going to say, sure, give me a score.
I just, I think it's just a slippery slope when big companies get to have all of our information. I'm against that. And I think this is wonderful what Amazon is doing, or, you know, that we got to get the prices down. But is it at the cost of we give up so many rights?
I don't know what rights you're talking about.
I think big companies can get all of your information right now.
Yeah,
I think they have everything.
But why are we okay with it?
But you're on TikTok, or you had a TikTok. That's all your information. Mm-hmm. Facebook was giving all your information
but
away.
But why is that the cost?
Because it is.
Why are we okay with it?
Because we want to go on Instagram.
Well, if you weren't okay with it, you should delete all your shit and move into the woods.
So that's what I have to choose from?
Yeah.
I can either get good prescription prices or live in the woods.
No, no, you can live in the woods and still get prescription prices. You just have to go through Amazon.
You know? I know, it's down a rabbit hole, and
really
I get
is.
It.
It really is. I can barely keep my head above water. I'm just going to focus on what I can focus mm-hmm. on to get through the day.
I love my reels about house repairs. Totally. I don't want to give them up.
Me neither.
But I also want prescriptions that aren't going to break the bank.
Exactly.
And I hate that that's the cost.
I guess I don't know what's hiding. Like, there's nothing secret in my medical files. You know what I mean? There's nothing I don't need someone to see. Everybody knows everything in it anyway, quite frankly.
Yeah, but we're a little bit different in the world we live in. We're used to sharing everything out in the open.
Yeah.
But I don't need to know everybody's...
But if I go to the pharmacist and I'm getting a drug for this, then I mean, that's what I got to get a drug for. Like, whatever.
But do they need to know who you that you liked a certain political party on your Instagram page? Does CVS need that?
Does it get me a discount? I don't know.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Producer Dan, what do you have?
So speaking of social media and having all of our details of life, I found something on TikTok that was interesting. It's going viral.
Go on.
Or how people in their 30s like me find things on TikTok, which is 2 weeks later through something else because you don't have TikTok.
For sure.
Yep. And it's kind of going viral because it sparks an interesting conversation. This guy that's a TikToker went to a bar. And he was served, and he had an issue with the service charge and the tip that was being added. And this is the audio.
I normally wouldn't mind a automatic 10% tip for making my drink, but you're a robot.
So there was a robot behind the bar. The robot was making drinks. There's not a human being back there.
Yeah, I've seen
and
these.
And he was like, why am I tipping a fucking robot? Who's adding a 10% charge for a machine?
Okay, you know me, I'll tip anything, but I would not do that.
Right, isn't that crazy?
Well, somebody's got to take care of the robot, Dan. Somebody has to repair the robot.
Well, that guy, I imagine, probably has a pretty decent salary. Not the shitty amount that bartenders make.
Yeah, that guy's not making $2 an hour.
Bartenders make a little more, but
you don't know what robots make. No.
And also, if you're going to have to tip anyways, I'd rather give the job to a human.
That is wild.
Robots are going to take all our jobs.
That is wild.
He had to tip a robot for a gin and tonic.
I am not here for that.
I normally wouldn't mind a automatic 10% tip for making my drink, but you're a robot.
That is, like, this is where we're going as a country.
So did it? So the gratuity was automatically included. He didn't even have the
10%,
opportunity to make a decision.
It was called a 10% service charge, but yeah. It was not by choice.
Was that, like, I don't know how much of the video is in there.
It was like a 10-second clip.
It didn't say, it's like, real short. In the menu that it was like mm-hmm. that, or when you walked in the store?
No,
said
I think
it's
just
like
automatically
that.
Added on.
I mean,
that's a wild thing to
me. I guess the novelty of being served by a robot sounds kind of interesting, and I might pay it just once, but that's certainly not something I would get down with all the time. What if you sit at the bar all day?
Yeah.
They charge you 10% every drink?
And sitting in a bar, there's a human element to it. Like that, you don't. I don't want like a robot with just arms making the drink.
How am I going to get the advice that I need from the bartender
Correct.
About the fight that Lan and I just got into?
Correct.
Like, there's
got
to be a guy just cleaning a glass. Like,
I need to know what he thinks about Brady going to play on the West
Coast.
It.
That's
How you doing today, fella? Like, there's got to be someone back there.
Right. Somebody to give you a lighter if you need it.
Even if you don't want to talk to him, there's a human back there. It's
right.
Weird.
Or, you know, like someone, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just an interesting.
Stupid.
And like the comments were funny because it was about whether you should tip robots or not. And some of them like, he has a wife and 2 spark plugs at home. This is how you get Skynet. They're building, they're taking your tip money to build an army.
Mm.
And just, I don't know. Tipping culture is out of control. And also, what do you think about robots kind of entering the workforce?
Does that mean I have to tip my Roomba at the house?
No, you already bought him
for vacuuming.
No, he's just your robot slave. He's indentured.
You plug him in every night for that. He's grateful.
I think they're going to move that to a subscription model.
How?
Because it won't work unless you pay the subscription. Everything is going
Why would
subscription.
They do that?
Why?
I bought it.
Because they can make money on top
of
you.
But I already bought it.
Yeah, but you need
Yeah, but what? I just turn it on and it goes. It's going to stop going?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep.
That's insane.
That's how Teslas work.
Yeah, because you buy them now, not the old ones or whatever. You know what I mean?
They could retrofit them, I'm sure. Everybody wants the nickel and dime us.
Well, then you know what? Be in the garbage. Back to fucking Dyson.
Tip your robots, Kennedy.
I do. I treat him well. I empty him out when he's dirty. I treat him very well. My house is a good place to live.
I always say please and thank you to my Alexa.
Alexa, every day I say just please and thank. I do the exact same thing.
I always, when I go shopping, I always go to the line with a person checking the groceries in it.
I rarely do just because those are so filled with people with two baskets full of stuff.
Mm.
And I only have five things.
But I want that person to have a job.
Yeah.
The robots, I know it's more efficient and cheaper, but there's going to be tons of people unemployed if robots do everything.
Stop and Shop that we go to on the Cape, it's right on 28. It's like a big Stop and Shop for the Cape. You know, it's the one that has all the cool beach stuff in it.
Sure.
And they have a robot that patrols the store.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're in all of them.
Are they?
Yep.
And they've put googly eyes on it as well.
I think his name is Wally or...
Yeah, I've seen that. It's fucking creepy.
Yeah,
sneaks up behind you.
He looks for spills.
He looks for spills? Uh-huh. So he's not checking to see if I'm going to throw a bottle of sauce in my pocket?
Nope. No, 100
years from now, and we're not going to be around to see it, I think the amount of things that robots are doing that humans aren't anymore is going to be wild.
Well, look it. Hands used to build cars.
Yeah.
If we had to wait that long, we'd never have one. So
it wasn't that long ago we were riding horses around.
Mm. Yeah, so, let's not go back to that. No. No, thank you. I don't want to ride a horse to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, Dan.
You know, that's what my daughter does. She works at Volkswagen, and she repairs robots. That's what her and her husband both do. And they sent me video last time, when I was down there last time, they sent me some video of how the car is built and, you know, what the robots are doing. And it's just one person standing there watching the robots do everything. Mm-hmm. And they're just going in and checking and making sure that it's all happening properly. And that if something goes wrong, they go in and fix a circuit board or something.
Mm. Well, now they can make you a mojito, too, for a 10% service charge. Like, do they muddle how much is the robot bartender doing?
Right. All right. Thank you for listening to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. And don't forget, you can catch the regular on-air show on the Odyssey app as well.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.